Let's bring in Mr. Papadopoulos from London. What are your expectations for the Vietnam summit? Are we looking at a viable path for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, or is this just going to be another one of those agreements that the United States will ultimately renege on?
Well, first of all, let me say I wholeheartedly support the scheduled meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Such a meeting can only yield positive results, not just for America and North Korea and the wider region, but also for peace and mankind. And I would like to see such meetings replicated around the world. The only way we can achieve peace is through dialogue, is through communication. And we mustn't have unrealistic expectations of tangible results from this scheduled meeting, because given the historic enmity between America and North Korea, these meetings are going to have to go on for a very long period of in order for the day to come when a breakthrough is achieved. That said, however, there is an Achilles heel to these meetings, and that Achilles heel is the fact that America has never militarily attacked a country which has nuclear weapons. America has never directly interfered in the internal affairs of a country with the objective of overthrowing the government of that country which has nuclear weapons. So if we have a look at Libya, the Americans managed to persuade Muammar Gaddafi to give up Libya's nuclear weapons program. And what happened? The Americans and the British and the French militarily intervened in Libya. They destroyed the Libyan state. They turned Libya into a failed state. And of course, they assassinated Muammar Gaddafi. If we have a look at Venezuela, the Americans are, according to some sources, on the brink of launching a military campaign of some sort against Venezuela. And as the world knows, Venezuela does not have nuclear weapons. So what does that mean for North Korean government? Well, it means that America can never be trusted, and that North Korea's nuclear weapons are the ultimate guarantee of North Korea's independence and sovereignty, and the ultimate guarantee that America will not militarily attack North Korea. So in short, there is no reason for why North Korea should give up its nuclear weapons, given the behavior of America on the international stage.
And what about the issue of peace on the Korean Peninsula? Will that come at the behest of these negotiations?
Well, that will depend on what the Americans have to offer to North Korea. I think that these talks are going to be very, very prolonged. And as I said, no tangible results are going to occur after this meeting, or indeed after the next scheduled meetings, if there are to be further meetings. But in terms of peace, well, that will also depend on South Korea as well. So I think once again, we are at a very early stage. I sincerely hope that there can be a breakthrough. I sincerely hope that there can be, that peace can return to the Korean Peninsula. But my overriding fear is how America behaves towards other countries which don't have nuclear weapons.
All right, thanks a lot, publisher and editor of Politics First, Marcus Papadopoulos, joining us from London.